Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
France face Paraguay in a World Cup last 16 clash that promises high drama. France take on Paraguay in the round of 16 at the FIFA World Cup on Saturday, the 4th of July, with kickoff at 9 p.m. British Summer Time at Philadelphia Stadium. Didier Deschamps' side have established themselves as tournament favorites after a string of impressive performances, most recently a 3-0 victory over Sweden. Paraguay, however, arrive with genuine giant killing credentials, having already eliminated Germany on penalties to reach this stage. France's only injury concern is backup striker Marcus Thuram, while Paraguay welcomed back Diego Gomez from suspension, though defender Omar Alderete remains sidelined with a knee injury. Despite the opportunity to rotate, Deschamps may opt for a strong starting lineup, given the threat Paraguay have already demonstrated. In the United Kingdom, the match airs live on BBC One, with coverage beginning at 9:30 p.m.
British summertime, and a live stream is available on BBC iPlayer. The winner will advance to a quarter-final against either Canada or Morocco, played in Boston on Thursday, the 9th of July.
Canada host Morocco in a World Cup round of 16 clash that could reshape the tournament. The 2026 FIFA World Cup round of 16 gets underway, with co-hosts Canada facing Morocco at Houston Stadium, kicking off at 6 p.m. British Summer Time on Saturday, the 4th of July. Morocco, semi-finalists 4 years ago, advanced through a nerve-jangling penalty shootout against the Netherlands in the group stage, while Canada secured a hard-fought 1-0 victory over South Africa, with Steven Eustachio scoring in stoppage time. Canadian star Alphonso Davies was able to feature off the bench in that match and could press for a greater role here, though injury concerns over the past couple of years may see him used as an impact substitute. For Morocco, Chadi Riyad was forced off against the Netherlands, but is expected to start. The winner will face either France or Paraguay in the quarterfinals. UK viewers can catch the match live on ITV1, with coverage beginning at 5:15 p.m. British Summer Time and a live stream available via ITVX. Colombia storm into the World Cup last 16. Colombia have booked their place in the last 16 of the World Cup, beating Ghana 1-0 in sweltering heat in Kansas City. Jane Arias scored the only goal in the 14th minute, calmly guiding home a pinpoint cross from substitute Luis Suarez to the back post. Suarez had only entered the field minutes earlier, after Jane Cordoba was forced off with an apparent groin injury in the 8th minute. Colombia's disciplined defense held firm for the rest of the match, as goalkeeper Lawrence Atizigi kept Ghana in the contest with a string of excellent saves in the closing stages. Luis Diaz had a goal disallowed for offside in the second half, as Colombia continued to press for a second. The result means Colombia, who went unbeaten through Group K against Portugal, Uzbekistan, and DR Congo, now join Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay in the last 16. Nestor Lorenzo's side faced Switzerland on Tuesday in Vancouver. Cape Verde prove they belong on football's biggest stage. At the World Cup, tiny island nation Cape Verde bowed out of the last 32 in one of the tournament's most dramatic matches, losing 3-2 to holders Argentina after extra time. The 67th-ranked Africans had already stunned the competition by drawing with former champions Spain and Uruguay in the group phase, and they pushed the world champions to the very limit before being eliminated. Cape Verde coach Bubista said the feeling in the dressing room was one of sadness, but also pride, pointing out that his players, most of whom do not play in elite leagues, show dignity, courage, and bravery throughout. He said he believed only Cape Verde could have scored 2 goals against Argentina and taken the match into extra time, calling it a testament to his team's character and skill. Bubista added that the tournament was never just about football, but about showing the world the identity and spirit of their small island nation. Argentina manager Lionel Scaloni acknowledged the breathless win as a reminder that no knockout match is easy, describing his players as absolutely knackered after extra time, with cramps and fatigue taking a heavy toll. Scaloni pushed back at those who had considered the match a straightforward fixture, insisting Argentina deserved to go through, but calling it an extremely difficult match that summed up what it means to be Argentine, to suffer. Germany's new era could be Klopp's greatest challenge yet. Jurgen Klopp appears to be on the verge of taking charge of the German national team, and the question is which players he could lift to the next level. Florian Wirtz has struggled since joining Liverpool, but Klopp may develop him the way he once transformed Felipe Coutinho, from a wide midfielder into a central one with greater goal contributions. Germany's defense is aging, with Antonio Rudiger at 33, Jonathan Tah at 30, and Manuel Neuer at 40, making Dortmund center back Nico Schlotterbeck a key target to anchor the backline in the mold of Virgil van Dijk at Liverpool. Jamal Musiala has looked a shadow of himself following a serious leg break, scoring just one goal with no assists at the World Cup, and Klopp could be ideally placed to restore his confidence. Nick Woltemade, who has struggled at Newcastle, could find a role as a false nine, in the style of Roberto Firmino, dropping deep to create space for wide attackers. Defensive midfielder Alexander Pavlovic rounds out the group, drawing comparisons to both Sergio Busquets and Rodri as a player who can resist pressure and control play. Whether Klopp can rebuild a Germany squad that the article describes as far weaker than it was a decade ago remains to be seen.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from OneFootball and its news partners, and was produced with the support of artificial intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.